I mean, everyone's just kind of speechless. You know, we just had our team meeting, and it's quiet. I mean, we didn't expect to have this meeting today, and you know, there's 31 teams in this league that are gonna feel what we feel today, and you know, unfortunately, only you know, one team is able to feel that, you know, successful season, but it is what it is, man. On to next year.
How hard is it for a guy that kind of left the game to see the season end that way, that you're not out there just fighting till the end kind of thing?
Oh, it hurts. It hurts. Yeah, I wanted to be out there with my teammates. You know, we've dealt with all the adversity all season, and you know, see us go through it again in the last game of the season. And, you know, I wasn't able to be out there. It hurts. You know, unfortunately, I couldn't, you know, keep going on my shoulder. So.
What do you think this team needs to take that one extra step next year?
You know, I'm not the guy to answer that question. I don't really know. You know, I think the guys in this locker room are definitely capable of winning the Super Bowl. And, you know, we just let Coach Chevy run out of gas. We came up short. You know, my opinion on who should be in here, who shouldn't be in here is, you know, it really doesn't matter.
Is that kind of a microcosm of the season? Just a bunch of guys go down yesterday and that's what happened all year long?
Yeah, that was our season. And you guys saw, I mean, throughout the season we had a bunch of injuries. You know, I can't even count on both my hands how many, you know, different guys I played with in that back end. And, you know, it's tough to get in a rhythm when a lot of guys are being hurt and, you know, you have young guys playing. But I mean, that's not an excuse. You know, that's happened to us, you know, in the past, and we were able to fight through it towards the end of the season and get on a run, which was good. But came up short.
Hey, does it? I mean, I know you had a lot of injuries, but did it come down that they were just a better football team yesterday?
You know, we lost the game, and we lost the game pretty handily. You know, but the competitor in me says that, you know, I believe that, you know, the 2016 Green Bay Packers can beat anybody in the league. That's just the way I think, and you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of guys in this locker room think the same way. You know, they're better than us yesterday. They're better than us, you know, a couple months ago, and they got us. But at the end of the day, you know, we just nothing went our way. The ball did not bounce our way in that game yesterday, and you know, it was too many injuries. So I would like to say we have a better football team, but obviously, you know, they're moving on to the Super Bowl.
What did Jordy Nelson show you guys in this locker room playing with broken ribs last night and the pain that he went through just to get through four quarters of football?
That's Jordy Nelson, man. He's a fighter. I mean, obviously, you saw him all last season not being able to play, and you can see how much that hurt him, not being able to, you know, participate with his teammates, his brothers out there. So, you know, he was gonna be out there regardless. You know, throughout all the talk all week about how Jordy might not go. You know, everybody in this locker room knew he was going. You know, that's the type of person he is, type of player he is, and he's going to, you know, give it his all for this football team. And, you know, he's definitely not the only one that would have did that. You know, there's a lot of guys in the locker room that put the team first. And you know, I'm thankful that I got to play with him for the last 4 years. And you know, good for him.
Do you want to see yourself back here next season?
You know, whatever happens, happens. You know, I guess I don't have really much of a say in that. I would love to. You know, this place is the best place for me, and you know, but at the end of the day, you know, it has to be business decisions, and you know, it's kind of out of my control.
But you got to be proud of the way you played, making the big plays that you made toward the end of the season, coming down the stretch for this football team when they need it.
Yeah, I always take pride in making those big plays, especially, you know, late in the season when we need it the most. Yeah, you know, it's a business. I understand that, and we'll see what happens.
Do you feel like you've become kind of a jack of all trades though here, and that kind of raises your value?
Yeah. I mean, if you guys may say that, you guys may think that. Yeah, I like to also think that I can do a lot of different things for this football team. You know, I have no control of what they, you know, what people think of me outside this locker room. So, yeah.
How much does the fact help that you're just a good all-around guy and everybody likes you?
You know, if we get paid off character, I would like to think I'd be a, you know, I'd have a lot. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, it's out of my control, and you know, whatever happens, happens.